in which we should include all the pairs of opposites, also as an integral part of the Lord. The Sukham is Lord. Dukkham is also Lord. Birth is Lord. Death also is Lord. Samyoga is Lord, association. So is Viyoga, separation. That also is Lord. Health is Lord. Disease also is Lord. Summer is Lord, so also is winter. So with this kind of summary of the 10th chapter and also the background for the 11th chapter, now let us enter into the 11th chapter, namely the Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. And as we see, the very title itself, that indicates the topic of this chapter, being the cosmic form of the Lord, in which everything exists, Vishwarupa. In fact, all the preparations from the 7th chapter onwards, they have been made only for this purpose of Vishwarupa Darshana. And the idea is what? The devotee must see the totality. Devotee must see the totality and must understand that there is no individual separate from the total. So the purpose of the darshana, Vishwarupa darshanam, of the cosmic form is the destruction of the individual by the appreciation of the total. Just as by seeing the total ocean, I understand that there is no wave separate from the ocean. Wave is only a word I give for a form that is there. There is no such thing called wave. I draw a borderline, I give a name, then on I constantly identify, and a time comes, this becomes a reality for me. So simple Namarupa has no reality at all, but because of my constant absorption, the individual gets reality and the total is forgotten by constant association. It is not true that we divided the world into so many countries, right? We ourselves divided. We drew the line between countries. The Lord only created the wonderful world. But what we did? We drew the lines all across and made boundaries. And we need visa to cross from one country to another. And then on it becomes that this particular portion is named America, that is Canada, this is this, that, all those things we named. Whereas India and China, etc., except in names, we are so identified with this. Indians are good, great intellectuals, we say. Constantly we build up tension between borders with ourselves, all that thing. And there afterwards, if the line is 1 inch that side, then comes a war. People are willing to even kill each other. This is starting not only between countries. It starts from, you know, in our place, when people, the farmers, have their own lands. They have the separating line between the lands. Normally, they slowly go on pushing that line. Maybe half a foot, 1 foot, like that. So there is war between them. So at the national level, at the family level, where would you put the fence between two houses of brothers? 6 inch this way or that way, you go to the court. All those things happen because it is my house and it is your house, Nama and Rupa. We fight all based on all this. So the individual has got only a mythical existence. But we give reality to it because of constant absorption and identification with that. That it is the cause of samsara. What Krishna says is, let individuals be there for vyavahara purpose, for the practical reality. Your house must be there. My house must be there also. Let them be there for vyavahara, for the practical things. Don't give more than vyavaharika satta to that. Don't give more emphasis than that. It is an adjustment. That is not the whole thing in life. We have to understand. So, keeping the individual's division, etc., for vyavahara, all the time, we should remember that there is only one earth. It's very difficult to get. I may say so, my neighbor may not say so. But at least let me keep my mind clean. the countries are not there different from there. They are not, they are all there only as only one earth. But of course, politics is there, governments are there, ragadveshas are there. So you cannot separate them. At least at each individual, if they start to develop a thinking in this manner, at least it will help them to be at peace. There is only one Lord, and all other things are nothing but names and forms, not separate from the Lord also. Still, we are in Saguna Ishvara only. We have not gone to the Nirguna aspect at all yet. We say that the Saguna Virat is the total. All others are Vishwa, this individual Jivas, all others. Vishwa is not different from Virat. All individual people are resolved into Virat. Only that much now. No Nirgunam at all. That's all we know. Virat has to be resolved into Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha has to be resolved into Ishvara. And Ishvara in Nirgunam Brahman. So many steps are there. Right now we are only doing this much. What all we are doing now is what? All Vishwas, that is the individuals, you should remember the Vishwa and Virat, the individual and the total. We have already seen these things earlier. Vishwa and Virat, Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha and Pragya and Ishvara, all those things we have seen earlier. So the individuals are resolved into Virat. We are only resolving the Vyashti Koshas into Samashti, the total. So Vyashti Namarupas are resolved into Samashti Namarupas. Namarupas are still retained here. Now here the problem is that Arjuna faces, he has a problem. O Krishna, when I listen to your chapter 7 to 10, when I listen to all of them, I am able to understand the principle very clearly. But the problem is what? When I come to actual life situation, like all of us, I find that the totality does not seem to be there at all. Divisions and isolations, they still continue. The knowledge seems to be in the head, but not in the heart. It seems to stand unassimilated. It is there academically, perhaps. So I understand Vishwarupa, but I don't have Vishwarupa Darshana. And therefore, you should bless me to have the Vishwarupa Darshanam, which is going to be Arjuna's question. So with this background, let us now enter into the 11th chapter, the Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. Shloka 1. Atha ekadashodhyayaha Vishwarupa Darshana Yogaha Arjuna uvacha Madanugrahaya paramam Guhyamadhyatma sangitam Yatvayoktam vachastena Mohoyam vigato mama. So Arjuna, he starts to acknowledge Krishna's teaching. And he says, O Krishna, paramam guhyam vachaha yuktam. You have given me the greatest teaching, paramam guhyam, and the rarest teaching, guhyam. You have given me the greatest and the rarest teaching, madanugrahaya. For what? For blessing me. You have given me this greatest teaching. Paramam. Paramam means the greatest, highest. Guhyam means secret. Means what? That which is known only to a few people. Secret from that aspect. That means rarest wisdom. And what type of wisdom it is? Adhyatma Sangitam, which is named as Adhyatma Vidya. Because in the first 6 chapters, Krishna talked about what? Jiva Swarupam. We already mentioned all those things earlier. I am only refreshing. In its Sopadika form, with all Upadis, as well as in the Nirupadika form, without Upadis. Jiva is an individual with Shariram, with the body. That is the Sopadika form. Minus Shariram, Jiva is what? Is Shuddha Chaitanyam, which is Sarvagatam. Nitya Sarvagataha Stanuhu. We already saw those shlokas. Najayate Mriyate Va Kadachite. Navadware Pure Dehi Naiva Kurvan Na Karayan. All these shlokas. Na Kartrutvam Na Karmani. All those things we have seen. So Krishna has taught Jiva in its dressed form as well as in its naked form. both. Dust form is an individual. Naked form is what? Is Shuddha Chaitanya. Similarly, from the 7th to the 10th chapter, Krishna talked about the Ishvara Swarupam also, in the Sopadika form as well as in the Nirupadika form. Whenever he talked about his glory as the Srishti, they are all Sopadika form only. Because we should remember, the Nirupadika is pure form of the Lord, of Ishvara. It's neither Srishti, nor Sthiti, nor Layakarta. In the pure form, Saguna Ishvara alone is Karanam. Nirguna Ishvara is not even Karanam. That means certainly not Karyam at all, the Nirguna Ishvara. Then what is it? Karya, Karana, Vilakshanam, Swayam. And Nirguna form also was described in the 7th chapter. Vedaham samithani vartamanani charjuna. That's what he said. So, bhavishyani chabhutani mamtu vedana kashchana. So, that's what he told earlier. But mainly, it was talked in the 9th chapter only, from the 4th to the 11th shlokas. So, he is asangaha. He is Shuddha, he is Akarta, Abhokta, Nirguna Ishvara Swarupam also was talked about. So, Jivas, they take form as well as the original form. The fake form is, they take the fake form, and the fake form is what? Unreal form. So, Ishvara's fake form as well as original form, both have been talked about. So, Tvampada Vachyartaha. These are all we already seen. Tvampada Vachyartaha, Tvampada Lakshyartaha, and Tatpada Vachyartaha, Tatpada Lakshyartaha, technically. And that is why it is called Adhyatma Vidya. So, if Vachyartha alone is given, it will be Apara Vidya. If I tell the Lakshyartha also, it becomes Para Vidya. So, Adhyatma Vidya. So, Arjuna says, Adhyatma Sanyatam. Dealing with Atma, Adhyatma Sanyata, dealing with not merely the Anatma, the Sharira you talked about. You also talked about the Atma, the Shariri. And not only talked about the Deha, the body, you also talked about the Dehi. When you talk about Deha, it is material knowledge. When you talk about the Dehi, it is spiritual knowledge. All these you talked about. You have given me the spiritual knowledge. So Krishna, I have understood so well that yet vachaha tvaya yuktam, whatever words, blessings were given by you, tena, by that mama I am mohaha vigataha. This delusion of mine is gone. What delusion? Whether Bhishma will really die. You know, if you remember the first chapter, will Bhishma really die? Drona will really die? Whether Arjuna is really killing them? As he had all those concerns, I know that this is a fight between body and body only. Atma neither fights nor gets punya or papa. I understand. So my delusion is gone, which he himself said in the first chapter. Karpanya doshaha swabhavaha prichamitvam dharmasam mudacheda. That's what he said at that time. So Krishna, I have got terrible moha. He himself admitted. Now he himself says, my moham is gone. And Krishna is such a great teacher, he made the student himself say this. That is the glory of the teacher. But Gita is not over yet, because Arjuna still continues. He could have just stopped saying that my moha is over, I have understood everything, that's it. But still he is asking questions, so Gita still continues. Sloka 2. Bhavavyayau hi bhutanam shrutau vistara shomayam tvattak kamalapatraksha mahatyamapi chavyayam. So in the previous sloka, Arjuna, he summarized the teaching of the first 6 chapters. When he says adhyatma sangitam, he remembers all those told about Atma. Krishna has given all the descriptions. Now he is coming with the later 4 chapters, that is the 7th chapter to 10th chapter. He says, ஓ கிருஷ்ணா பூதானாம் பவாப்யயௌ ஸ்ருதாவ். பவஹா, பவஹா மீன்ஸ் உற்பத்தி, கிரியேஷன். பவாப்யயோ, பவஹா மீன்ஸ் உற்பத்தி, ஆப்யயோ மீன்ஸ் லயா ஆர் டிசல்யூஷன். ஸோ ஐ ஹவ் ஹர்ட் அபவுட் த சிருஷ்டி கிரியேஷன் அண்ட் லயா டிசல்யூஷன் ஆல்சோ. We have to supply sthiti ourselves, even though it's not told in the shloka. We have to supply sthiti. So I have heard about Srishti, sthiti and laya of all beings, bhutanam. Not only the local ones, including the devas, the maharishis, all of them. Maharshayaha, saptapurve, chatvaro, manavastata. We should remember those shlokas. Madbhavaha, madbhava, manavascha, jataha, yesham, loka. No, all those shlokas we should remember when he said that I have understood all of them. So the four Sanakadi, Sanakadi Rishis, Sapta Rishis, Manu, all of them. Okay, how did I hear? As they have come out of the Lord himself. Tattaha, to be because of you alone. This Srishti comes, this Sthiti also is because of you. Also the line that takes place. Iti Shrutav, both have been heard by me. Shrutaha means Shrutav, Shrutaha, Shrutav, Shrutaha. So it is a verbal usage here. Goes with Bhavapyayav. You have to connect it with Bhavapyayav. So Bhavapyayav, Shrutav. Srishti and Laya were heard from you. Tattaha. Tattaha, we can have two meanings here. I heard it from you. Or I heard that the creation is from you. Whichever we want to say. It is common for both. So Tattaha. Srishti iti tvattaha shruta. So, I heard from you that it is coming from you. Not only I heard that you are Jagat Karanam, that the Jagat is your Karyam. And I heard the most beautiful one in the previous chapter. What is that? Avyayam mahatmyam cha shrutam. We have to add shrutam here. I also heard. Shruta means heard. I also heard about your Mahatmya, your Vibhuti, your glory also I have heard. And what was called Vibhuti in the previous chapter is translated into Mahatmyam here. And what type of glory Mahatmyam? Avyayam Mahatmyam, the inexhaustible glory. This glory can never be exhausted. So in spite of many verses, many shlokas, you could not exhaust your glories at all. And finally, what did you say? Nantosmi mama divyanam vibhutinam parantapa yeshatu uddeshataha proktaha vibhutir vistaromaya. That's what you said. O Arjuna, there is no end to my glories. I gave you only some sample. So these are all unlistable glories. So many of them. Here, avyayam does not mean imperishable. The list cannot be completed. That is how we should understand. Avyayam generally means imperishable. Because the glories themselves are not imperishable. So they are, you know, but cannot be exhausted. All of them cannot be exhausted. This list cannot be completed anytime. Because it is innumerable number of glories. Now that Arjuna has heard about Krishna's glories, he gets wonderful words for addressing Krishna now on. He calls him Kamalapatraksha. Poetic, very poetic. It's coming from Arjuna's mouth. Because, you know, understand, he's in the battlefield. In the battlefield, he is using words like Kamalapatraksha. Because his bhakti is gradually coming up. Slowly coming up. Kamalapatraksha. Oh, a person with whose eyes are like lotus. Lotus-eyed Lord. So, Kamalasya Patram Iva Akshini Yasyasaha Kamalaksha. Kamalapatraksha. So, Kamalapatra means the lotus petal. So, not the leaf of lotus. One should not think the eyes are like the leaf. A patra means leaf normally. One should not think that one's eyes are like the leaf of a like the leaf of a lotus. Here it means the petal of a lotus. So, these are all what? Arjuna's recounting or summing up of what has gone by in the. So, the second through the sixth chapter have been Adhyatma Vidya. And later three chapters, seven, eight, and nine, they are what? Ishvara Karanatvam, and the one chapter, the tenth chapter, is Ishvara Mahatmya. All those he has gone through. So he has summarized up, summed up the whole thing thus far. And what else he wants? He will tell, he is telling in the next shloka. Shloka number 3. Evat me eva metatyata tattvam atmanam parameshwaram drashtumichhamite rupam aishwaram purushottamam. So Arjuna now continues to address Krishna in wonderful words. His bhakti is increasing shloka after shloka. Here he uses 2 words. In the previous shloka, he called him Kamalapatraksha. Now he is calling him Parameshwaraha, O Supreme Lord, Paramaha Ishwaraha. Ishwara can mean any leader, one who controls, who rules, who governs. For a country, the king is like Ishwara. And Parameshwaraha means what? The one who rules all, but not ruled by anyone. He is the Parameshwara. And another word is Purushottama. He is calling him Purushottama also. And we have seen this also. The significance of this word, we are going to see in the 15th chapter in detail. It's called Purushottama Yoga itself, the 15th chapter. Here Purushottama means what? Greatest among human beings. In 15th chapter, Purushottama will be defined as Nirgunam Brahma at that place. But now, it is only the greatest among human beings. And what is Arjuna's request now? O Krishna, evam eva etat. It is perfectly true. What you say about yourself is perfectly correct. What is correct? Yatatvam atmanam atha. In what way you described yourself? Atmanam. Reflective pronoun here. Yourself, not Sachidananda Atma. Here Atma does not refer to Sachidananda Atma. It is about yourself. It is perfectly true. It is authentic. I don't doubt or question that at all. These are all Arjuna's words. My request is going to be different. O Purushottama, te aishwaram rupam drashtum ichami. I have understood your Vishwarupa, but I want to see your Vishwarupa. Te aishwaram rupam. In this context, aishwaram rupam means what? Vishwarupam. Glorious rupam means Vishwarupam. In normal context, aishwaram rupam means what? Ishwarasya rupam. That's what it would mean, the form of the Lord. Krishna says, it's also aishwaram rupam only. Rama's also is aishwaram rupam. Devi's also is aishwaram rupam. But here, the Ishwara's form, not Rama, Krishna, Devi, but the Vishwarupam. Drashtum ichhami. I would like to see. That means what? What I know and what I see, that seem to be different. I know so much about these glories, but what I see seems to be different. There is a gap between my understanding and my vision in reality. Because I am seeing you. I am seeing you as whom? As a charioteer, as a friend. So Arjuna's contention is Vishwarupam can be understood easily because you require only 2 steps. Ishwara is Karanam and Jagat is Karyam. So, and you know, Karanam alone manifests as Karyam, just like gold alone manifests as ornaments, the Karyam. So, Ishwarasya Jagat Karanatvat Ishwaraha Eva Jagat Rupena Bhati. He knows, he understands. Ishwara being the cause of the universe, Ishwara alone manifests as the universe. In 2 statements, it can be conveyed very easily. But the problem is what? Arjuna says, the whole creation is manifestation of the Lord, but I am not able to see the Vishwarupam. I am not able to see the world as Vishwarupam. Therefore, what is it that is obstructing my vision? What is the gap between my knowledge and my vision? That is his problem. Shloka 4. Manyase yadi tachakyam maya drashtumiti prabho yogeshwara tato metvam darshayatmanam avyayam. O prabho, o yogeshwara Krishna, yadi maya drashtum sakyam iti manyase. If you consider that Vishwarupam can be seen by me, then you show it to me. There also he does not command the Lord as he did in the first chapter. Senayor Ubayor Madhye Ratam Sthapaya. That's what he said at that time. A command. It's imperative mood actually in Sanskrit. Here, O Lord, O Yogeshwara, if you think Vishwarupam can be seen by me, please show that. Okay, what is Arjuna's intention here? If Vishwarupam can be seen, means what? Not that Vishwarupa can be seen, but whether I am qualified, fit enough to see Vishwarupam. Whether I deserve, you consider. Remember, for God, it is not going to be difficult to show at all. Right? The problem is what? Whether we are ready to assimilate it. That is the question. As we are going to see later in this chapter, Arjuna himself gets terrified by seeing the Vishwarupam. He says, enough. Please show me your regular form. That's what he says. O Sahasrabaho, Baho. So that he is addressing him. O Sahasrabaho. Tenaiva Rupena Chaturbhujena. Sahasrabaho Bhava Vishwamurte. He is asking him. By mistake I asked you to show the Vishwarupam. You also out of compassion showed it to me. But now I am not able to stand that sight at all. And so the question is not whether Lord can show it, but whether I can see it. That is the question. And so he says, O Prabhu, O Lord, Yadi Tat. Tat refers to the Vishwarupam. Maya Drashtum Manyase Chet. If you consider that I can see, Tataha Tvam Darshaya. Then show me. Show me that, Darshaya. I am giving the choice to you. And what should you show me? Avyayam Atmanam Darshaya. Atma. Atma means Rupam here. Not Sachidananda Atma again. So Rupam. Avyayam. Avyayam means the inexhaustible Rupam. So may you show me your inexhaustible form. What is that? The Vishwarupam. May you show me your Vishwarupam. Therefore, Avyayam Atmanam Darshaya. Vishwarupam Darshaya. Please show me your Vishwarupa. That's what he says. So, show your inexhaustible form to me. And he is using the word Yogeshwara, indicating, O Lord, it is not impossible for you. I may be qualified or not, but it is not impossible for you to show, because you are Yogeshwara. Because Yogeshwara, meaning of yoga, is what? The power of manifestation. We already saw yoga and vibhuti. Yoga is power. Vibhuti is the manifestation. So the power of manifestation, the Shakti, you have this. You are the Lord of that. So since you are the Lord of all powers, you can show that. You are Yogeshwara, the Lord of yoga. Or Shankaracharya says, the Lord of yogis also he says. Yogaha, Yogi and Yogeshwaraha means Yogeshwaraha, Yogeshwaraha. Now the Lord will have to answer now. That is going to be seen in the next shloka. Shloka 5. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Pashyame Partha Rupani Shatashota Sahasrashaha Nana Vidani Divyani Nana Varna Kritini Cha. Shloka 5. So the Lord, he answers, Bhagavan Vacham, O Arjuna, may you see my Vishwarupam, which I am going to show you now. And he gives the description of Vishwarupa, of the form that he is going to show now. He gives a description of it. That means what? Pashya. Pashya means what? Literally means you see. That's what Pashya means. But literally speaking, what was Arjuna's question? Can I see Vishwarupa? That was his question. Accordingly, the answer should be what? You can see or you cannot see. That should be only the answer. So, Pashya here should be interpreted as you can see Vishwarupa. You deserve. And I will certainly show you the Vishwarupa. It is not impossible for me to show. So, hey Partha, O Arjuna, me Rupani Pashya. You can see all forms of mine. And how many forms are there? Shatashaha atha sahasrashaha. In hundreds and in thousands. Shatashaha, hundreds. Sahasrashaha, thousands. Not in one Rama form or one Krishna form or one Devi form or one Ganesha form. But in hundreds and thousands you can see my form. And what type of forms are they? Nana vidani. Of many and varied nature. Nana vidani. Nana means many. Plurality. That means one form itself is many. For example, Rama Rama farm itself, not one Rama farm. You can see many Rama farms, many Krishna farms. That is called Nara. And Vidam, Vidam means variety. Nana Vidani. Nana is many and variety. Vidam is variety. So not only you can see one type of form in many numbers, you can also see many types of forms also. So both Sajatiyam, Sajatiyam means are the same kind. Both Sajatiyam and Vijatiyam are different kinds. You can see that is the idea here. So many in one type and many types. And how many varieties? Nana Varna Akriti Nicha. Manifold colors and forms. Akriti means shape. And all these forms are Divyani. They are all divine. Alohikani. Not ordinarily perceptible. But divine and rare ones. All these forms. Not only that, what else you can see? He gives a list actually so that Arjuna will be interested in it. He gives a list of various forms to make Arjuna interested, motivated. Remember, till now Arjuna is not seeing Vishwarupam. Krishna only says you can see. Till seeing itself has not started yet. So it will come later only. Shloka number 6. Pashya dityan vasun rudran ashvina umarutastata bahun yadrishtu trishtapurvani pashyascharyani bharata. So Arjuna, you can see all these following things. What are those things? Adityan, Vasun, Rudran. All these you can see. All are different types of devatas. Adityan, Vasun, Rudran. We have already seen actually in the 10th chapter. Adityanam, Aham, Vishnuho. And as was said there, Aditya does not refer to Surya. But Aditi Putraha, a type of devatas only. Aditi is children. Similarly, Vasus, Rudras, they are also devatas. Vasus, Rudras. So, Ashvinav are devatas. Ashvinav, because they are two in number, called Ashvinav, Ashvini Kumaras. And Maruts, Maruts are also devatas. All of them you can see. Not only that, Bahuni, Adrishta Purvani. Bahuni, you can see many more things which you had never seen before. Adrishta Purvani, that means they are all rare types. Adrishta Purvam, Purvam Nadrishtam, not seen earlier. Not only they are not seen before, and then Ascharyani, because a Goram type also can be a rare one. Here it is not only rare, but wonderful also, Ascharyam. And these sites are not going to be one or two, but Bahuni, many, many rare and wonderful sites you are going to see. Bharata, Bharata means who? Arjuna. And not only that, Ihai Kastam, Sloka 7, Ihai Kastam Jagat Krishnam, Pashyatya Sacharacharam, Mama Dehe Guda Kesha, Now Krishna, he generally sums up. He says that you can see the entire creation here in my body. Instead of saying everything in the endless list, goes on giving the entire list, he gives briefly, you can see all of them. Krishnam Jagate. Krishnam Jagat means the entire universe. Jagat, the entire universe. And what type of universe? Sacharacharam, consisting of both the moving ones and the animals and the all of the things and the non-moving ones, like the inanimate things. You can see all of them. Charam, acharam. Iha means here. Here means what? Mama dehe. In my body. You can see them all in my body. Ekastam. Which is situated in one place, not scattered all over, but in one place. And not only that, he gives further freedom and he says, whatever you want to see, that also you can see. I am listing some, whatever you may want to see, several things, you can see all those also. Yacham avyadrashtumichasi, anyat, whatever anyat drashtumichasi, whatever thing that you would like to see, you can see all of them. Mama dehe, pashya. See them all in my body. And I am not asking to wait for a long time at all. And I am not asking you to go to heavens or Brahmaloka, etc. to see any of them. When? Adhya, right now you can see. You can see everything in my body right now, everything including whatever you like to see also. You can see all of them in my body right now. That's what the Lord gives the assurance to him so that he can see everything in his body right then. Shloka 8 we will see in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha.